So good to be here. Let's just get right to it. So, first of all, a blind draw was held, and I believe Mr. Miyasato is going to go first. But before we get to the questions, we'll rotate in the same order. So Ben will be first this time, and then the next time, Mr. Bean will be first, and then Mr. Paxton will go first for the third. And so we'll rotate through that way. And before we get started, Sherry is our timekeeper. And I just wanted to ask Sherry to explain really quickly to everyone how the timing works.
Oh, okay, I thought you were gonna explain. So yellow will mean 1 minute left, then I'll give you a 30 second, and then I have an obnoxious one that says your time's up. Usually I don't let it ring. I try to catch it before it does, but if I really don't like what you're saying, then I'll let it ring really long. I think we're good.
Wonderful. All right. So, Mr. Miyasato, this question is for you. You have 2 minutes, and this is an opening statement question. So, please let us know who you are, why you think you are qualified to serve on the City and Borough of Sitka Assembly as the mayor.
Thank you, Elena, and thank you to each and all who are here today at the Chamber of Commerce. My name is Benjamin Miyasato. I am running to be Sitka's next mayor. I am currently serving on the assembly. This is my second time on the assembly. I served from 2013 through 2016. I've also served on Sitka Tribe of Alaska's council from 2011 through January 2017. Over there at that government, we experienced our financial issues 5 years ago, and at that time I was the vice chair. We went from budget deficits to being able to set money aside, and I did that as its treasurer. So I do have experience when it comes to government in times of fiscal issues. The one thing I would like to say is that mayor, you're pretty much just like the referee moderator at the assembly, but it also at the same time, it sets the agenda. That's something I would like to do as Sitka's next mayor. I feel that my service on the assembly and council has made me a very qualified candidate to be Sitka's next mayor. Thank you.
It's Mr. Bean will answer next.
Thanks, Bean.
Okay, well, thank you. Can you hear me? My name is Aaron Bean. I'm 39 years old. I was born and raised here in Sitka. Outside, living on Prince of Wales Island as a police officer for about 3 years. I've spent my entire life here. I have a wife and we have 3 children, one is sophomore in high school, one in fifth grade, and one who's 3 years old, turning 3 years old here in a couple months. So the question is, why do I think that I'm qualified to serve? I think that I've proven that I'm qualified to serve. I feel that I've presented myself well on the assembly in the 2 years that I've been seated. I consider myself a leader. I consider myself fair, and I do my homework. So as mayor, much like the other gentlemen here who I think are also qualified, you know, there are some nuances. You're not just an assembly member. You do set that agenda and you do set the tone. I think a lot of what happens at City Hall trickles down from what takes place at the table. As mayor, I would look to not only live within our means, but I would set an agenda that is a sustainable one, one that includes City Hall as well. I know that there's a lot of divide, and there's people that like to make the argument that we spend too much, but having dealt with the budget the past few years and seeing the cuts that have been made, I think that money is being spent appropriately. I don't agree with how we secure our financing as a municipality and as a community. We need to make some changes in that regard. And as mayor, I'll make sure that's the course that we set and the agenda that's set.
First, Ben and Ben, Aaron, thank you for your service on the assembly. I say, judge a man by his wife. Debbie, stand up. So, I'm a lifelong Sitkan, graduated in 1957 from Sitka High School, 30 years in the Army, 40 months in Vietnam, 6 years in Europe where I commanded a battalion, a brigade at the height of the Cold War. 9 years city administrator, 2 years in director of Southeast Region for DOT. And then I was on the board of trustees for Sheldon Jackson with John Holtz and a lot of other six really good people. We were able to transfer the core campus to the Fine Arts Camp at Roger Smith and the Sage Building to Lisa Bush for the Sitka Sound Science Center. I have been on the St. Peter's Vestry for a number of years. Deb and I grew up here. We love this town. We raised our kids here. It's been good to us and our friends. And we want to maintain Sitka as a great place to live and raise your children. I think I can help.
All right, thank you for those opening statements. Our next question, again, you will have 2 minutes to answer, and we'll start with Mr. Bean. This question gets at the qualifications of each candidate. So what separates you from your opponent that makes you the best candidate for mayor?
Well, I could have my opinion. My opinion is that I'm the best candidate for mayor, otherwise I wouldn't be sitting here, but that is up for the public to decide first. And what I can tell you is that the life that I've led is a lot different than my opponent's. The direction and what's led me to be where I am outside of my service to the community has been a lot different. So I was a commercial fisherman as a young man. I've experienced that, the work ethic that it takes and the hard, tireless, and sometimes thankless and payless it is being a commercial fisherman in Alaska. Outside that, I think that what would separate me most is that I've lived most of my life not knowing where the money's going to be coming from in the next 3 months. That's stressful at times. It comes with great risk. There is a certain time in my life where I did have a stable job and I could depend on the check, but I also at the same time didn't feel as if I were living my life as I was called to. And I consider myself, again, a leader and someone that gives direction, that can make decisions and not only, I guess, take direction, but give it. And I put in my work, and I think that I've earned the right to say that, so.
Leadership, experience, knowledge of a community, accessibility. We need to have a more open government. One of my positions will be less executive sessions. We need to have an open dialogue so everybody knows what we're doing and stop all the conspiracy nonsense. Before I pass the thing, though, listen, we have had a great city government since the days of Rocky Gutierrez. We still have a really good city government. We do have challenges, our bond and indebtedness, the cost of city government on business and individuals. No easy answers, but I think my experience and my commitment to economic development and figuring out how to lessen the burden and just set the agenda, we're going to just spend less. Not do more with less, just spend less.
I do believe I'm the best candidate for mayor. I have served on council that has already faced their fiscal issues and helped them get through that. I do have 20 years of banking experience and 20 years in the military, and understand that those life experiences there. The issues that we're facing are difficult. The decisions we make are difficult. And this is one where I do believe that experience will matter. I do listen to people, I'm approachable. The one thing that I would like to say is that we're going to get through this. We have had 5 straight years of budget cuts. It's not like the government is growing. We are cutting at the assembly level. We are cutting city government. But it will turn around, and it's one where patience from everyone, and Sitka will start growing once again. It will get through this issue.
Thank you.
The
next question, we'll start with Mr. Paxton to respond first. And this question, again, 2 minutes to answer. And this is getting at effective leadership. So what do you believe is the most important role of the mayor?
Open to the public, Sitka first, no political agenda, increase trust in our community and city government. And I can do that.
I like that our answers are short. I really do. That's one thing I do favor. Most important role, be approachable by the public. Listen to everyone. We do have different industries in town that makes it a great place to live. And this is one where listening to all of them, I think, is important. I think the role also as mayor is to, as mentioned by Aaron, help moderate the assemblies. How you set the tone really does matter to the public. And this is one where right now there is a lot of dissatisfaction with the decisions that we're making. None of them are easy. That's something that I'm hoping the public understands, that the decisions we make are not taken lightly. There's a lot of thought put into them. And I think as mayor, that's one where I definitely have the ability to listen to everyone. I'm approachable. Thank you.
So what I believe the most important role for the mayor is to set the tone, like I was saying in my opening statement, run the meeting efficiently, effectively, and fairly. When the agenda is set, it's set by myself and I'm elected mayor and the administrator, and that agenda is going to be a culmination of the representation of this community. I feel that I have a really good pulse of what's happening here. There's not always going to be, you can't satisfy everyone, I get that, but there's also the reasonability test that things need to pass before they're put on here. I feel that I will run the meetings a little differently. I feel that the agenda will be, I will have an agenda, and my agenda is to grow the tax base here in Sitka. We need to be inviting new families and using resources that we have in the land that we're not now. And I'm going to charge staff with that. If I'm elected mayor, some of the first things I'll be doing is sitting down with department heads and our administrator, hopefully, and ironing out some of the disconnects within the department and why aren't we doing things that we can as a community to use what we have at our fingertips here. I believe that that's the single most important thing that the mayor does and should be doing, and that's what I will do.
Thank you. We have one more question before we get to questions from the public. And if you do have a question, please write it down on a piece of paper that's at the table, and Eileen will come around and pick it up. So this final question that we've put together, Mr. Miyasato will start. And again, 2 minutes, and this is getting at financial stability. If elected, what 3 steps would you take to put Sitka on a firmer financial footing?
Well, step one, as mentioned, we do need to attract business here. We do have excess megawatt electricity that is available through the Blue Lake Dam. We can do that through the assembly by setting up incentives for business to come to Sitka. One of the things I would like to see if elected as mayor is to either have a freeze or to lower utilities. That's something we do understand, that we have been putting a lot of the burden on the people. So that's something that a step that we can take. Also, with the help of the mayor, Matt Hunter, we sponsored the ordinance passed earlier this year on making Sitka affordable, hopefully by attracting business with the land disposal. And I would like to see part of that land designated for something like tiny homes. We need to get people, younger people, to buy into staying here. And how do we do that? We make it so that they can afford to get a home, keep their families here, and when the time for them to move on to a bigger housing unit, that they are able to. And that's what I would do.
Thank you. If elected, the first 3 steps I would take to put us on a firmer financial footing, what that means exactly to me would have to be discussed. I wouldn't consider us not on a firm footing today. I would consider Sitka needing to come up with solutions today to provide for a sustainable future for tomorrow. One thing that concerns me is the amount of debt, that we are number one in bond debt in the state. And there's not a lot that can be done about things that have happened in the past, but what we can do moving forward is look again at what we have as a community and come together with ideas. I think I've been pretty clear that one of my first things would be charge staff with economic development and what are we going to do to attract families, to increase enrollments, to invite new industry to Sitka, to utilize and attract current industry, the fishing industry. What could we be doing as a community to be more attractive to people that are taking their fish elsewhere? Is there anything? We need to be looking at these options. I would do my best to reach out to the Department of Energy in regard to our Blue Lake Dam and the debt that we're all facing, that I think everyone realizes is leveraging the folks that live here. My number one charge would be to make sure that folks in town that work 40 hours a week have the have some disposable income at the end of paying their bills. So that's what I would look to do. And again, I would charge staff with that.
Thank you. All right, now we are getting into questions from the public.
I think I get it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm going to give you six. First and foremost is set an environment for economic development. It's a mindset. Either you're embracing it or you're going to slow it down. Second is a thoughtful and committed process to reduce the cost of city government, its burden on citizens and businesses. Water sales, improve lobbying efforts, embrace the U.S. Coast Guard expansion, and get with BHA and embrace their pursuit of low-income housing.
All right, so now, starting with Mr. Bean, we will do questions from the public. And this first one, you have 1 minute to answer.
Okay.
So what is the main reason you decided to run at this time?
Well, the main reason I decided to run now is not only did I want the community to have more choice, I was asked by several people to step up and throw my name in the hat. I figured if I lose, I have another year. If I win, we have people on the list of candidates for assembly now that I'm confident would do a great job. So if the opportunity is now in the voters' hands to change the polarity a little bit on the assembly, I invite that. I think that that the current assembly has done a great job, and I'm not discrediting the good work that they've done, but I'm just saying we can adjust our heading a little bit and maybe have a different dialogue in how business is being run. So that's why.
I was asked to, and I could help.
I like that short answer. So that's basically what I was going to say. Earlier this year on the senior sales tax exemption, when that was passed, when it got rid of it, several hundred people came up to me and asked me to run for mayor. Those that do know me, I never wanted to get into politics. I never ever did want to get into politics. I personally think that it's a thankless duty sometimes, but also it's rewarding when you do get things accomplished. I'm running because I do believe experience matters, and that this is my second effort running for mayor. And I know from the previous mayor and the one currently serving, there is a lot that goes with the office. And I do believe I'm experienced. I have the experience to be Sitka's next mayor.
All right, thank you. Mr. Paxton will start the responses for this next question. So the architects will be completing their report within the next few years, in the next few months for the new Sitka Police Department building. Do you support seeking funding, and do you understand the condition and loss of staff due to the poor conditions?
Yes, I've walked through the police department with the police chief, Jeff. It's a challenge. I don't see an easy answer. I'm committed to look at all options on how to pursue that, but it'd be silly to say I know exactly how. During my initial tenure when the mill closed, We upgraded the fire hall and built the general services building. So I think I know how to take complex issues, figure out how to get there. We need some help from the state, but I have no easy answer. Back to them.
In regards to Sitka Police Department, this is something that has been an issue for a long time. When I ran for assembly last year, I did take the tour to take a look at it. That facility is not cutting it for us. It's too small, it's too old, there's no privacy, it's a health hazard. There are many things that are wrong with it. And I know it is affecting morale at the police department, and I also know that it's affecting the ability for us to keep policemen here in Sitka. I do support the idea of having us a new police department. I do hope it does happen within the next several years. The funding sources, that's going to be interesting to find, but I think that we can find it and we will find it. But we do need to have a new facility sooner rather than later.
Well, I walked through the police department as well, and I don't think there's any arguing that it couldn't use an upgrade. The question is, do I support it or will I see to it?
Yeah, do you support seeking funding, and do you understand the condition and loss of staff due to the poor conditions?
Yes, I couldn't understand the loss of staff, that I don't know. But I understand the condition is not good, and I would agree with that. Having a new police department means that we have to have a way to pay for the new police department is all I can say about it. Do I support the idea? Yes, I support the idea. I think it needs to happen. Now finding the money and being responsible about our indebtedness, as I've mentioned before, is another discussion and one that I look forward to having. But to answer the question, yes, I support it, and I acknowledge that it needs to happen. But you know, with that said, there's also, I'm sure everyone in this room can say at some point that you needed a new car, you know, and that there's certain times in life where you can't afford a new car as much as you need one. So I'll leave that at that, and I'm looking forward to the discussion and finding ways to pay.
All right, thank you. This next question, we will start with Mr. Miyasato. The school district has trimmed their staff and budget in response to reduced funding and declining enrollment. Federal, state, and local funding continues to be elusive and unstable, which negates the district's ability for long-range planning and stability. Now the question, what is your plan as mayor to assure that our local public schools obtain reliable and supportive funding? Please provide specific, detailed answers.
Specific, that's a very good, question that's asked. Funding, it has been decreasing because of the number of students enrolled, and that affects how much money we receive from the state. One way to combat that and hopefully increase it is to attract business so that they bring their families, they bring their kids here, and also we will see an expansion with the additional Coast Guard ship. But when it comes to funding, we have been funding it to the cap at the assembly level. I think the one way to make sure that we keep and continue to do so is to attract business so that we will get more families here.
So as Ben mentioned, we have funded to the cap. I don't think that any cuts need to be made in the school district, given the fact that they're charged with educating our children and providing future leaders. I think that the school district does face some challenges when it comes to test scores, and I think that they do need to be held accountable. At the forum a couple nights ago, I did ask candidates what their plans are to make sure that we bring our scores up on a national level. I'm concerned about that. Now, what would I do specifically? Well, we would use the formula that is provided based on enrollments to fund the school district. I'm confident that the assembly, at least the seated assembly and the folks that I've talked to that are running, agree wholeheartedly that we have to fund to the best of our ability for the children. So that would continue as far as I'm concerned.
Ben has part of the answer. We need to increase enrollment. however that happens. We need, funding to the cap is clearly part of it. My view is city leadership needs to meet with school leadership early in the year to set the ground rules, because things are gonna get tighter, I think. So we need to acknowledge that and just work with the school district so we know what their agenda is, because Roger Smith will want me to tell you, we will not close the Performing Arts Center.
All right, this next question, we'll start with Mr. Bean. With land and natural resources being finite, what is your strategic approach for sustainable land and resource use?
Well, the one thing I would say is that land is finite in its current form, and that we could be doing more to use land that we have available. Last time I checked, I believe there's 1,800 acres that are still on the books here that we're not utilizing. I would look to change the code in some areas that would allow contractors to and people alike to have a chance at owning some land here. I think that that is one of the things that we have at our disposal that we're not utilizing that I would look at. And to get specific, I think that the code does not provide an opportunity for anyone to have a bid in on property without first having it surveyed with no guarantee. One solution would be to have the municipality pay for the survey and set the minimum bid at the cost of that survey. We're not in the business of making a profit necessarily, but adding tax to the tax roll. And I would like to see that happen. And there are several other things, but I don't have time being waved at here.
Tell me the question again.
Sure. With land and natural resources being finite, what is your strategic approach for sustainable land and resource use?
Probably to overstate the reality. We have plenty of land available. A lot of it needs to be zoned and rezoned. The current administrator has a really sensible plan on looking at how we deal with land at the end of HPR and zoning all three ways. So I think that is good. Somehow in the process, I think we need to find land that we can designate for trailer or non-stick build housing, whatever you call that stuff. So you can get more affordable kind of housing for folks. Thanks.
This questionnaire about land and resource. Yes, we do live on an island. There's only so much space available, whether for development or for housing. And I think this is something that the public needs to be involved in the process of, where do you want to have development? Where do you want to have business set up? This is something I think that we'll need to have the public's involvement when it comes to doing those. This is something I think that the assembly and the mayor, we'll have a part of it, but the public needs to be involved also.
All right, Mr. Paxton, we'll start the next round of responses. So this next question regards public transportation. So if you are elected, will you support the ride, which helps employees get to work, and would you keep it at the same level or increase that service?
Absolutely keep it, whether it should be raised or lowered, beats me. I mean, I just don't know. But yeah, it's a very viable function for people who need it.
This is an issue that I was involved with when I was on council before I was on assembly. I served on the Transportation Committee at Sitka Tribe of Alaska. The buses are operated by Sitka Tribe of Alaska. The city's involvement on that did not happen, well, financially did not happen until I served on my first term on assembly, and we got passed through $25,000. $25,000, that's a drop in the bucket and what it takes to operate it. Currently, we have done 4 years of where the city has made a contribution, $100,000 for something that has cost millions to run. I think we should, when the time comes, when the city's in better fiscal shape, to be more involved with the transportation. People here in Sitka do rely on public transportation.
So the question is, would I continue to support public transit, the ride?
Yeah, and then do you see it staying at the same level or increasing that service?
Well, I think that the discussion needs to be had when we take a look at the books. I couldn't tell you right now. I think that the funding that has been provided, as far as I'm concerned, will be continued to be provided unless otherwise something comes up. I mean, we have a senior sales tax exemption that's likely to be reinstated, and I hope that it is. But when that happens, there's going to be some budgeting and budget adjustments that need to take place. I'm pretty sure that it was budgeted in anticipation of the tax, is my point. So for me to say right now that we wouldn't be looking to recover that money somewhere would be disingenuous, and I couldn't guarantee that the funding would continue outside of what's already been passed.
Thank you. Mr. Miyasato, we'll start the next round of responses. And the question, do you think that there are times when the assembly members should offer comments on an issue prior to taking public testimony?
That's a very good question, but the one thing that public testimony is chance and opportunity for those who are involved with whatever issue is before the assembly, their chance to say how they feel in regards whether they're for or against. Should the assembly offer before that? I don't think so. Why? Because I think that the people's involvement is important. Whether you're for or against the issue, I feel that you should have that chance and opportunity to speak without having the assembly or the mayor say, this is what I think about it and this is what I want you to think about it too. I think that the public should have their chance to speak first.
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question for me?
Sure. So do you think that there are times when the assembly members should offer comments on an issue prior to taking public comment or public testimony?
Well, I think that it's done on a case-by-case basis, not all the time. If it's a contentious issue and the room is full, then, you know, as mayor, we can suspend the rules anytime we'd like. And, I would utilize the tools in Robert's rules and absolutely. I think it just depends on what's being discussed, I suppose. But to answer your question, yes. In some cases, I personally would like to say things, and I feel muzzled at times. But if I'm mayor, you could suspend the rules.
Some of the meetings take too long. We don't get the citizens' business done as quickly as we should on routine matters. I think that has some merit, but on things that are more controversial, we probably need to hear from the public first. I think the city administration should make it clear on routine kind of matters what the assembly vote should be. And again, that does not preempt people from coming and disagreeing, but we need to figure out how to take 2 and 3 hour meetings going 4 and 5. Pardon me for being so negative, I guess, whatever. Patience, succinctness is a virtue, I think.
All right, and Mr. Bean will start the response on this question. Do you have any specific ideas for increasing revenue by the city that does not include increasing user fees and or taxes?
I sure do. So I was looking, as I mentioned, at the code, and this is one thing that when I first ran for assembly, I thought that I would look to try to change, and that would be how it is that land is offered and sold. These are, I guess, in some ways increasing taxes, but more of a willing participant to pay the tax, if that makes any sense. This isn't another tax that's going to be levied on someone at the store or in their transaction and business. This would be, well, I have to pay my property taxes. Those are two different things, at least in my opinion. I don't look at my grocery tax the same that I look at property taxes. So to answer the question, yes, I have ideas, but they do include taxes, and that is through property. I think that, again, we need to attract industry that already exists and try to do our best to bring more fishermen to Sitka and to have more of those raw fish landings here. And I think it's possible, but we have to do that work.
I'm sorry, Lynn, can you repeat the question?
Yeah, please? Do you have specific ideas for increasing revenue that does not include increasing user fees and or taxes?
Help. I'm not sure I do, but I look forward to learning.
My response to that, we do have land. Sell it. Open it up for development. You open it up for development and you get them on the property tax base. Attract business. How? You can. We can work through Sitka Tribe of Alaska. We can ask Seal Alaska. We can ask Sciatica. Are you interested in starting some form of business here? Work with them. Why? Because we almost did that when I was on council. We almost got an AA business here that would have used up a lot of excess electricity. It would have attracted jobs and it would have had new families here. We should do something with that with incentives. Also, this is something I spoke of 2 years ago, which still has not come to fruition. And it needs to be done sooner rather than later. A bulk haul out. We need that for our fleet. Why is it not yet done? And this is something that was discussed 2 years ago. 2 years have gone by. Are we going to have this happen again and have this discussion 2 years from now? I don't think we should. It's been talked about enough. Let's do it.
Thank you. Mr. Paxton will start this next response.
No, I did.
Make it easy.
Okay. So the city charter states that local elections are separate from general elections, but we could save money if we combine them. So are you in support of combining them?
No.
Easy.
Thank you.
I'm also in agreement. No, we should have our general election and our local election kept separate. Why? Because then the focus would be on whether it's going to be on local issues. And if you have that with the other one, sometimes when you have too much information, too much issues there, you're either going to cloud the issue or people are not going to do their homework. So I think they should be kept separate.
Well, I would tend to think that if we could combine them and we have more participation by people that would otherwise not have made the ballot, I would much rather have more participation. So at least my logic is that if you have more issues on the ballot and you're likely to have more participation for people showing up to vote that otherwise wouldn't, because there's nothing on the ballot other than an assembly and a mayor position. And whatever the local issues are, I really feel that combining them would mean more participation. So I would be for that.
Thank you. Next question, Mr. Miaceto will start us off with a response. So we've gotten a couple people asking the same question here. How will you vote, or what is your position on proposition number one and why? That's the Stand for Salmon proposition. And then maybe take into consideration the effects on economic development in your response.
This is a very good, well, not a very good, it's a very divisive proposition. There are those that are for it and there are those that are against it. I myself, if I was just a regular everyday person and not running for mayor, I would support it, in which I still would. I know it has implications on what it could do to the industry, but we're looking at diminishing returns with our salmon. We need to protect what we do have so that we will have it for the future. So this is one I do support on Proposition 1.
You know, I've given this one some thought. We had a discussion at our tribal council, our government-to-government meeting on this, and I'm grappling with it for a few reasons. I think that there needs to be balance between industry and You know, I used to work for the tribe. I was the EPA natural resource specialist with them. So I understand that there are a tremendous amount of laws that protect watersheds and salmon on the books already. I think that the process that exists clearly works. Pebble mine, which I'm 100% against, which I do not support. If any of you watch the assembly meeting, sometimes I bring my personal computer and I have the Pebble Mine sticker on it. I have it on my boat, I have it on my car. This is one that I read the ballot question and I'm kind of scratching my head and I'm not really clear. I understand that it would put further protections in for salmon, but my main concern is we have to strike a balance. And if there's already enough laws on the books that protect fish, which I believe that there are, it's a good question and one that I honestly don't know how I'm gonna vote yet. I really don't. I want to talk with some folks about it too, on both sides of the aisle. I mean, I'm over my time here.
As I told my good friend Eric Jordan when he asked me, I would vote no. First of all, I think the current regulations on protecting the salmon environment are in place. And listen, we live by our fish and our fishing community. And I've also been told by people who are smart than I am that they think the legislation is poorly drafted. So, and again, we all agree, I think, that for Sitka's future to be bright, we need economic development, and we need to be sure that we aren't discouraging that any way we can.
All right, this is our last public question, and then we'll go into closing statements after that. So Mr. Bean will start us off. And this is regarding the Performing Arts Center. So currently the school district has a line item budget that pays entirely for the approximate $240,000 operational expense of the PAC. It is the same budget utilized to retain necessary district staff. Now the question, as mayor, would you support a 50-50 split on the yearly cost of the PAC in light of the fact that it does provide financial benefit to our business sector and tax base?
Would I support a 50-50 split on that?
On the yearly cost of the PAC. I'm assuming this means between the school district and the city.
So in the event that we find ourselves in the position where we have to make those cuts, if that's, I guess, the root of this question, the answer is yes, it needs to be fair. I think that I have my own thoughts on how the PAC came about and what purpose it serves in our community, but with that aside, to answer the simple way, yes, I would support that.
To be determined. Listen, this budget process is going to get detailed, and we're going to make tough, not just tough decisions, decisions that are right and tough, and this will be a function of the whole budget process. I said I want to bring the school district into our general process of how we're going early on, so we're working together as John Holson and I did, not as adversaries, and so forth. We are going to keep the Performing Arts Center open.
That is a very good question, because I know, speaking to several assembly members this past budget cycle, there was a lot of concern that the Performing Arts Center would close. Such a beautiful facility should never close. But to keep it open, that's where looking at the funding, you know, and it has been mentioned by Aaron, if we are able to, then yes, maybe at some future point we should go 50-50 on it. If not, it needs to be a sustainable facility. And how do they do that? You need to charge. Whatever event is going on there, you need to charge. The revenue that it has been receiving has gone up from a very small amount from my first term on assembly, from like $26,000 a year to like $40,000 this past year. That's growing too slow. If that facility is open, it needs to help pay for itself by charging. But for future, yes, maybe that would be something to consider, that 50-50 split.
All right, thank you, to all three of you for all your thought and care and the answers to these questions. So our final question for you, you have again 1 minute to answer. Mr. Paxton will begin.
Oh, final question? Oh, I thought this was the closing statement. Oh, two. I thought it was 2 minutes. Oh, sorry. Timekeeper, sir.
Timekeeper, we have 1 minute for these responses.
So
if you could tell us final thoughts on why we should vote for you for mayor.
Succinctness is next to godliness. Time, talent, experience. And the thing I want to highlight right here, we all love this town, and I want to do everything I can with fellow assembly members to bring trust within the assembly, within our city staff, and within our community, so that we just feel good about who we are and where we are and where we live. So I think I know our entire spectrum of our community, which is complex, I won't go through, but I think I know all parts of it. You'll have a place at the table. Thank you, Sherry. And this is gonna be one of my primary concerns working with fellow assembly members to try to be positive and to respect the work that city does, staff does, and respect the opinions of our diverse citizens and come to love each other. Pax out.
Thank you. This is something that I have helped one government here locally get through its very difficult fiscal times. And after 5 straight years of budget cuts, Sitka is almost at that point now where things will turn around. And I hope as mayor, I will help that do that turnaround also. We do need some areas other than taxation and utility rate increases as our source of revenue. We need to start looking at the ideas and making them come to fruition. The boat haul out, the business here in town, open it up for land so that the affordable homes and all areas there that we can do, but taxation, is, I don't think, is the way to go. Thank you.
So, why vote for me? Well, I'm a lifelong Sitkan. You can assure yourself that you would be one phone call from having me on the line if I'm in service and I'm not fishing. I'm a fair leader. I consider myself a leader, and I would be good representation for the community on all fronts. I have ideas that I would like to see. I have an agenda, and I'm clear about that. It's economic growth and bringing families and growing families back to Sitka. In order for us to continue on the path that we are, which frankly is going to be bumpy. I don't know how others may think that we're not going to be facing tough times in the next 2 years and further tough decisions that we've made in the past too. But I will not see my term if elected as one that is going to be peaches and cream and in smooth sailing. But I think that I've lived a life that's prepared me to make those tough decisions on behalf of people who I feel I represent here.
Well, before we do some announcements, how about we do a round of applause for these three gentlemen.